96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It is priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of November, 7:21. 28 degrees on our way to 53 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Sydney Farney in to talk about the work of Care Portal. Sydney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So Care Portal, you're introducing really this, what sounds like a collaborative effort here to the community. And before we start talking about how this works, I guess the question comes up, how did this get started?
Yeah, so Care Portal is actually a nationwide organization. It's in various states throughout the United States and also Canada. It was launched 2015 in the U.S., and it is new to Lyon County, though. We launched here in July of 2023, and it's been kind of just work to try to get it here the past few years. Just kind of been waiting for the right time, having the right team, but then the opportunity presented itself, and it's, yeah, been years in the making, but we're glad it's finally here for our community.
Well, Sydney, I guess we need to learn exactly what Care Portal is and what it does.
Yeah, so the mission for Care Portal is that it is connecting technology that drives action for local children and families in crisis. And essentially what that means is there is a technology platform that agencies and organizations that are working with families in need can upload vetted needs to. So they see needs within their families. They utilize all their community resources. These needs can't get met, so they upload them to Care Portal. And anyone can have access to the needs online. It can be churches, it can be businesses, community groups, individuals, because our community wants to help, but oftentimes they don't know how. And so this is just a platform everyone has access to view needs that are within our own community.
Okay, so when it comes to, I guess, the needs that can be met, what qualifies to get on the Care Portal and what may not?
So, like I mentioned, needs are all vetted, so that means that we work with certain organizations. Right now, we are working with DCF and Radical Life, and that means only individuals working with DCF staff and Radical Life staff can have needs uploaded and with the staff's discernment. And so these staff know these families. They are working with them, walking alongside them. They see their day-to-day life. They know the needs these families have. And so if a family presents a need, the staff uses their discernment on whether to upload it or not. But so the staff and family members have that relationship to know kind of how best to move forward.
So how do businesses, churches, and the folks that you mentioned start getting access? How can they move forward to get involved?
So they can go to careportal.org, and on there, anyone can view current live requests, whether it's in our county or across the state or across the nation. But there are different options on the there's a how to get involved tab on the website, and that is where they can sign up to meet needs, whether that's as a church, as a business, as an individual. There are various options for that.
Can you mention maybe some of the needs that have already been met without going into any sort of specifics? Because I would assume that that would be, even though this process has got a fairly large public component, I'd imagine a lot of that's private and confidential. But can you address maybe some of the needs that have been met here for families, at least in general terms?
Yes. So our most common need actually is beds. So with case plans that families, if they're working with child welfare, every child must have their own bed before a case plan can be closed. And so that is our most common request that we see. And then we've seen like backpacks and different clothing sizes for kids. But beds have been our most common need.
You know, one of the things that I saw on the careportal.org website is that foster care is mentioned really as a kind of a lead demographic for kids needing services and families needing services. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the foster care component here and what you're seeing locally as we get this started.
Yeah, so a big thing with foster care and just child welfare in general is that poverty is one of the highest reasons that kids are being removed from the home. And oftentimes it's labeled as neglect. That's just the umbrella it fits under with child welfare. And I think we see within our community that we have high poverty rates for such a small community. And so yeah, that's where Care Portal steps in. The idea of Care Portal is to help with any setting where poverty has maybe affected, whether that's helping a child who has entered foster care, helping a child enter into a foster home, helping a child reintegrate back into the home, or even helping with an adoption process or helping kids transition out of the foster care system as they age out. So we help across all of those areas, but yeah, the goal of Care Portal really is to step in and to prevent a child from being removed from a home if the home is safe and if it really is just poverty removing the child from the home.
And we're talking with Sydney Farney and the work of Care Portal here. Now, you do work with Radical Life, correct?
Yes, so Care Portal has a partnership with Radical Life, and essentially what that partnership is Radical Life knew that Care Portal was interested in launching here, and so they chose to partner and provide someone to kind of oversee that for Lyon County and get it started here. So that's right.
And that would be you. Okay.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
So what are your duties then as you get this started here? And as you're getting the word out here, behind the scenes really up until, last maybe couple of months or so, how's the reaction been?
It's been good. It's been a lot different than we expected. So really my role is I get in contact with churches and agencies, and I try to connect with community members and businesses. I train churches to meet needs for families and provide needs. I train agencies to upload needs. I try to get connected with individuals and businesses in the community who want to provide funding and items for needs. And it's been good. We have four churches that we are working with, and then actually five now. We just had another one join yesterday, and I have multiple churches I'm talking with just to see if it's something they want to be a part of. And then I have a couple agencies I'm working with more. And so I really oversee and kind of just delegate the little details. And the process has been different than I thought it would be, I think. We go in having these expectations, yeah. And so it's been different, but in a good way. I mean, we're still getting so much support from the community that I'm thankful for.
Still in the early stages here, though.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Sometimes it's one of those things where it's a slower start than you realize, but you realize there's so many little pieces that need to fit together, and so we're kind of just in that stage, but we're starting to see a lot of those pieces come together. So it's been a great process for sure.
So you're the local contact person. People would like more information, groups, organizations, churches, agencies, they can contact you?
Yes, I can be reached at, my email is lyoncountycareportal@gmail.com, all lowercase, no periods except between gmail and .com, but okay. Yep, that's lyoncountycareportal@gmail.com.
Outstanding. Anything else here, Sydney, that you wanted to bring up? Any specific needs that you're needing right away at this point in time from your partners or, basically what those needing care can expect here with the initial process, getting the help that they need?
I think the biggest thing I'm looking for right now is just different businesses to partner with, and just different community members to partner with, because I'm getting connected with churches and agencies, but I want to connect with the community, and so I would love to get in touch with anyone that might be interested in that. But we don't have any current needs that need met. We actually just met our last open one yesterday, and so, our biggest need is community members.
We've been talking about the work of Care Portal in its infancy stages really right now, but soon to be growing. And we've been talking with Sydney Farney. She's the local contact person. She's with Radical Life. Well, thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hope this really starts gaining some traction.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Sydney. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you as well.
Sydney Farney joining us here for our Newsmaker segment, and wanted to let you know here that we do have our really next five Newsmaker segments that are scheduled. Our first available date is going to be the 30th and then December 1st. We do have some scattered dates already claimed in December as well. So if you have an event or an activity or a cause that you would like highlighted, let us know. 620-342-1400. Speaking of activities and causes, Bob Bernheide is our Newsmaker guest tomorrow morning as we talk about the Flint Hills Optimist annual Christmas tree lot fundraiser making its debut Friday.
Yeah, and the Emporia High School wrestling team helping out there, unloading trees.
Yes.
That is a big project.
Those Optimist
fellas helped out there. But, yeah, Bob joins us tomorrow morning because they launched their biggest fundraiser of the year on Friday. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. It is 7:31, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check your holiday forecast next.
Make a difference in the lives and communities of the Flint Hills of Kansas. The Emporia Community Foundation is seeking to hire an executive director, chief executive officer to serve the diverse citizens of Emporia, Lyon County, and the six surrounding counties. The position serves as the spokesperson for the ECF and is responsible for the overall management of the foundation, including efficient grant-making procedures, the oversight of investment, fundraising, scholarship, and match day. The position is performance-based. Candidates must have a bachelor's degree with a minimum of 5 years' experience in management. The salary range is $85,000 to $95,000 based on experience plus benefits. For a complete job description, go to the ECF website at emporiascf.org and look under the job openings tab. Resumes will be accepted through this November with the intention of hiring the first part of 2024. Mail resumes to the ECF.